Step into modern luxury at Langham in Grandview. Your boutique Studio Plus suite awaits, with a premium kitchen, spa-inspired bathroom, and elevated finishes throughout. Just steps from your door, lounge poolside in a private cabana, unwind in the hydrotherapy spa, perfect your swing with virtual golf simulators, or visit the fitness center for a Peloton ride. Availability at Langham is limited. Reserve your Studio Plus suite today at livepreferred.com.
Joining us now on the HR&P guest line, Kevin Negandhi of ESPN, studio guy for ABC's College Football Saturday, host SportsCenter in the primetime spot each and every day. Kevin, thanks so much for joining us. Well, how about the Brian Kelly to LSU news? Kind of blindsided everybody.
Jeremy, Joel, it is a carnage season on the field and a carnage off season so far, right? Like, and here's the thing, like, I think that surprised a lot of people, but now we have two major programs that would be humongous news, Oklahoma and Notre Dame now open, and then the domino effect that could potentially could affect other teams that are in the playoff if those jobs are filled. It is just, the last 48 hours have been incredible, and the minute we say, this is the craziest day we've seen, I think it's just going to get a little bit nuttier as the week continues.
Kev, how do you see the whole Lincoln Riley leaving Oklahoma situation? Because I've been pretty critical of the fact that, look, you were going to the SEC whether you liked it or not, and you heard the rumblings he wasn't too fond of that. If he considered LSU when they made a run at him, he was still going to be in that conference, in that gauntlet, and dealing with that competition. He got the unbelievable sweetheart deal to actually kind of avoid all of that gauntlet by just going to the Pac-12, taking SC, knowing that there's not the kind of expectations there are in the SEC, and yet got all the benefits to just say, hey, this is easy street for me.
Well, you know, he goes to a better situation, especially when it comes to expectations, right? LSU, every single year, yep. The expectation is, you better go 9-2 at worst, maybe 10-1, and let's be in the conversation in the West, right? Here you go to a place where, you know, they had to deal with Pete Carroll off the sanctions afterwards, right? Then they had to deal with Lane Kiffin and the Clay Helton. So the expectations at USC are low. When I say low, where they're at 6-7 wins, and that's what we've seen the last couple of years consistent-wise, what do? You dominate Southern California, and you can make that into a powerhouse within 2 years. And that's an easier path to the playoff. There's no doubt about it. And who knows about expansion down the road. But I can't blame them, especially when you look at the USC contract that they just gave them. Yeah. And I can't speak for Lincoln, because I know he's a competitive. I can't speak for him to say he's ducking the SEC, because he hasn't told me that. He hasn't said that to anybody, nor would he say that publicly. But I can tell you that if you're looking at – this is not, when you look at USC, this is not going to a Pac-12 school. This is going to a brand, right, guys? This is a top 10 brand regardless. And that's not a knock on the Pac-12, but if you go to every major power conference, there are schools that are bigger than the conference, that are just brands on their own. USC is one of them. And if he brings them back up, it's no longer a Pac-12 school. It's a national school. And that's where it was over a decade ago with Pete Carroll.
Kevin Negandhi of ESPN, one of the best in the business, joining us on the Killer Bees, ESPN 97.5, ESPN 92.5. Brian Kelly, Lincoln Riley, both of those guys getting crushed with how they handled the current landscape of their teams that they left, whether it was Oklahoma, whether it was Notre Dame. I advocate a little bit for both of those guys. Say, hey, look, there's no great way to break up with the girlfriend, right? What's the proper way to handle that situation if you're a coach that's leaving?
There is no proper way, because somebody's going to be ticked off regardless, right? And if you're going to cast the blame, look at the system and the presidents and the departments that are handing out the money. I've always said that it is unfair to get mad at a college athlete with the NIL conversation, you know, leaving before bowl season to protect their body, transferring. Coaches do it all the time. And if we're asking this from 18 to 22-year-olds to follow a certain way, and then we're seeing adults make this decision daily to make millions and millions. And I think players in this day and age now, in the last year, are more aware of NIL, transfer portal opportunities, so they're not going to hate on their coaches leaving them. You saw that with Notre Dame's, you know, a handful of Notre Dame players on a podcast last night say, we're not going to fault Brian Kelly for leaving, because they understand capitalism. They understand the business. So I don't fault these two guys, because when can they leave, right? It is a perfect example about you're dating somebody. You know that they're pretty and you know that they're handsome. We'll use both sides, right? But at the same time, you know some of their faults. They dump you, then you're going to air all their faults. But they weren't that big of a deal beforehand because they were together with you. And I think that's how fan bases process coaches. And I just, listen, it's a reality. It's the reality of everything. For Oklahoma fans to get upset about Lincoln Riley leaving them, well, where were they when Oklahoma announced that they were leaving the Big 12 to go to the SEC? And that was a sudden announcement. There was no buildup to that. So to me, I got to call people out when they do that and they get upset about somebody leaving. There's no good breakup in the history of mankind.
You and I have a future of doing a Dr. Phil type sports related podcast, because I just tied in another analogy in relationships where with the Texans, where if you have a Justin Reed and you know he's not going to be a part of the team in a year, and it's like a divorce from a bad relationship. You know she's leaving anyway, but if on the way out you get the dog in the car, at least you get something for him instead of letting him walk for nothing. So I think you and I could be the next successors to Dr. Phil if we need to be in terms of how it relates to sports.
I'll need a backup plan. I'll take it.
Whoa. You got to come in 100% confident or we can't do this. All right, I got to ask you. How's this whole playoff going to shake out? We know we're about a week away. We know conference. Look, I'm working with Mr. Houston Cougar announcer himself over here, who's all giddy about the opportunity with Cincinnati, and he should be. But, you know, Cincinnati finally got their due. They got their respect. They're in the top four. We know Oklahoma State, and even without Brian Kelly, they're not Notre Dame knocking on the door. How do you see it all shaking out in the next several days?
Well, how about this, guys? Because, like, Michigan's feeling great, but they're going to be in a slop fest against Iowa. Iowa is really, really tough. So that's not a cakewalk. I do not think Cincinnati is going to win in a cakewalk either. I don't even know what the line is, but I would take Houston in the points just because I love their defense.
I think it was 10.
They play physical. If you're asking me for my predictions, I do believe Michigan will win, and they'll get in, and they'll be in the playoff. Regardless of the outcome in Atlanta, Georgia's in, no matter what. They cannot make a fall from 1-5, regardless, because if you look at the teams behind them, they can't make up the ground here. The question will be now, what does Oklahoma State do? Like, if Cincinnati falters, or if it's a one-point win and Oklahoma State dominates Baylor, how will the committee look at the wins, especially with how they view the American? I'm very curious about that. I look forward to seeing what, you know, the rankings will be like tonight. But as of right now, I think Georgia's in no matter what. I think Georgia will beat Alabama, so Alabama's out of the conversation. I think Michigan's going to win, so they're going to be in. I think Cincinnati's going to win. That's a huge, huge question that I have right now. So we will have to see how that plays out. And then the Oklahoma State factor comes into this conversation, guys. I mean, you cannot make an argument for Notre Dame to come in right now if Cincinnati handles their business. So if Oklahoma State hypothetically wins by 7-10 points, they're in. They win the conference. So Alabama's out of the conversation, and then Oklahoma State's in it. So it would be fascinating, and the most telling thing would be, think about this, guys. For Michigan's situation, they beat Iowa, and then hypothetically they get in as a 2 seed. Cincinnati's in as a 3 seed. They beat Cincinnati, and we're talking about a team just a few months ago where it's like, Where's Michigan? Now they're in the national championship, potentially playing Georgia. I know I'm looking way ahead, but that's standing right in front of them.
I think that's the beauty of college football. Kevin DeGondi joining us on the HR&P guest line. I'm looking at your schedule here on Saturday, because Baylor-Oklahoma State kick off the day 11 a.m., the main event at 3 p.m. with Houston and Cincinnati on ABC, and then Pitt and Wake that night. Are you on set the whole day? When do you go to the bathroom? When do you eat? What's your day like on Saturday?
But I'm not Scott Hansen, so I can take a break. It's not red zone the entire time. So we do updates in between the games as well. Booger and I are sitting on lounge chairs. We've got all the TVs up. We do it every single Saturday. But those are 13-hour days. I don't leave until the final second comes off that 8 o'clock primetime game. So it's around 11 o'clock Eastern time. Sometimes it's 11:10. Sometimes it's 10:55. And then I do a Phil show so we get to all the ABC locals. But I'm in it. I'm in at work in my office at 10:30 in the morning watching game day, getting ready, and then walk down to the set and in the studio with Booger and I from noon all the way down. And I always tell people it's the best job in the world. I would not change it. And I'm lucky to call Monday through Friday my 6 p.m. gig with L. Duncan, the second best job. And then once college football is out, it's L and I the rest of the season. And I love it, man. I'm pretty lucky, and I'm not working.
Well, and you do a hell of a job at it, too, and that's the thing. I mean, you know, the fact that you still have the appreciation, too, of the fact that you're able to do those things. I hope they cater good food for you, and they give you, like, a treadmill or something, too, so that at least you have a life. But at the same time, the fact that you're, you know, doing what you do and loving what you do, that has to mean everything to you.
I appreciate it, guys. I'm 15 years at ESPN, and I treat it like every day it's my first, and I make sure of that, so... I think that's the only way I can continue to appreciate, you know, anybody that does any job, it's a grind no matter what, right? But if you come in and you don't take anything for granted, which I have never done, I will never do, I come in acting like I'm an unrestricted free agent trying to earn a job.
Yeah, awesome. I think it's the perfect outlook to have for that. Kevin, thanks so much for joining us. Really enjoy the conversation, and cheer on the Cougars for us next Saturday afternoon.
You know, I can't do that.
I know.
I will root for some carnage because it's always fun to talk about it, guys. Thank you. Have a great holiday.
Kevin DeGondi, the ABC studio guy on their college football Saturday, and then hosting the Primetime Sports Center each and every day, is very good at his
good
job,
dude.
And appreciate the conversation.
Step into modern luxury at Langham in Grandview. Your boutique studio plus suite awaits with a premium kitchen, spa-inspired bathroom, and elevated finishes throughout. Just steps from your door, lounge poolside in a private cabana, unwind in the hydrotherapy spa, perfect your swing with virtual golf simulator, or visit the fitness center for a Peloton ride. Availability at Langham is limited. Reserve your Studio Plus suite today at livepreferred.com.
League's Cup returns to Columbus. Your reigning League's Cup champion Columbus Crew are hosting three matches at lower.com field. Come out and watch the Crew take on teams from Liga MX, Toluca, Puebla, and Leon starting July 29th. Grab your tickets now at columbuscrew.com and watch the best in North America battle to keep the trophy at home in Columbus. No ties, only wins. Major League Soccer versus Liga MX. League's Cup returns to Columbus, Ohio. Be there.